Tonight, round the table in Manx Radio will be the candidates for North Douglas, sat squarely, quite literally, on the top of Douglas. It's 50% residential, with the rest countryside, running up to the borders with Garth. The Reverend John Caldwell knows the area and its people well. He says the significance of this general election isn't lost on the locals.
I think people are aware it's a very special time is this election. It's probably the most in the time I've been on the island, and from what a lot of people said is it's actually generating a lot of interest. Losing people 50% of the experience out of the Tynwald Chamber, and I think it's looking at some of the bigger issues that face. And have we got that experience there to look at some of the bigger issues like Brexit and where the island's place sits within the European economy and the world economy even? I think people are bothered about what affects them every day.
Do you think that'll affect the way they vote? They'll look at it and think, I'd rather vote for someone basically who I think can do good for the country on a national stage or an international stage.
Manx politics has always been... People have voted for the chap who's been the local one who'll get the lamppost fixed and the dog dirt issue sorted out.
That's still up there, isn't it? The dog dirt issue.
Yeah, still.
I think it's the leading issue on
While we've got dogs and humans together, we'll still have that sort of. Those sort of issues would influence, because they think that somebody in the House of Keys has that level of authority to get things sorted out. And a lot of the people that have been in are experienced members of the House have done both. They've sorted out local and national issues as they've gained that strength and experience and wisdom of being in office.
Do some people feel impotent about being able to do anything?
Yes. Yeah. I think some people, there's an apathy, in politics. I hope the turnout's a lot better this year and people can actually say, I've voted and I can make comment on it. We elected this person. And then there's a genuine strength of reason against if a person doesn't live up to, it's very easy for a person to get elected and then get absorbed into the system, as we know. And not everybody can deliver everything that they put out in a manifesto, but at least they can take part in the debate, represent locally, but they've got to balance that with the national issues as well. The island's been through tough times in the past. As you listen to people's story and the history of the island, it's been through tough times, but it's survived it, and it reinvents itself, and it's got to keep doing that in the changing world that we live in. But the pace of change is more rapid than it's been in the last 50 or 60 years, and it's been able to respond to that change rather than just sit and then think about it. We used to, not that long ago, in the last 10 or 15 years, the island was quite cutting edge in a lot of things and led the way. And we seem to have lost that a little bit. And we sort of follow what happens across the water. And that's not necessarily a good thing. But I know we sort of have to toe the line with some of the Crown dependency rules that we live by.
Reverend John Caldwell discussing the issues facing Douglas North. And remember, that debate is live on Manx Radio this evening.